Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Wednesday, November 13th. 2013.
We're also on episode 521.
Welcome. Thank you for listening. Welcome back. It's been 2 weeks, I think, right?
Yeah, something.
Yes. We skipped a week and we're busy. It's starting to become the busy season again.
Yeah.
It is. Christmas decorations are already in the grocery store.
Oh.
I said not here.
I was like, I didn't see any. I smelled cinnamon, but that's about it.
Yeah, I know. There's a pumpkin cinnamon candle. No, we're...
That was funny.
We're probably going to pull up Christmas stuff from storage this weekend and slowly start putting it up.
Before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, but the lights won't get turned on until...
We're also going to be gone during Thanksgiving weekend, which would have been the time that we would have been putting stuff up to.
I went into a restaurant today and they were playing Christmas music.
I was at the Caribou near my university and they were also playing Christmas music. I was like...
Is it in your building or on the street?
No, it's off campus.
Never mind. I'm thinking you go to right down the street. I forget, you don't go to that school.
He goes to the big boy school.
I was like, I'm official.
I was like, there's a Caribou at that store? At that college?
Yeah, no. I don't think the people at the Wilson stop care much for Caribou coffee.
I don't. Well, the only thing they care about. Oh, inside the school, though, right? No. It's not. It's outside.
Oh, it's down the block. That's right. It's closer to... on your way towards...
The school doesn't have anything Clark. Inside of it except for classrooms. It is literally like... It is just a community college. There's no...
Yeah, there's a...
Well, and it's scary, too.
It's a big black scary. Building. And
racist!
What?
So speaking of racist...
Oh, no. Really? Already?
You brought the word out.
Okay.
I found a video today that really made me laugh. It was... this man named Craig Cobb, who is a 62-year-old man who has aimed to start a community for white supremacists and neo-Nazis, I believe, in Canada. Well, he was on the Trisha Goodard show. I've seen a couple times, and it's weird. She's a black chick with an English accent.
Oh, I think I've seen her, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it's filmed, like what city or if it's in Canada or not. But anyway, he was on there, and the clip I saw was basically... they did a DNA test.
I did see this.
And I found out that he is 14% sub-Saharan African.
Love it.
Yeah, so not just black.
And she was like, give it up, bro.
Yes, right. And he wouldn't do it.
Shut up.
But of course, then he's trying to say, you know, that it's just statistical noise, that it really isn't science. But my favorite part of the whole video, though, is the black lady sitting next to him.
Laughing the whole time.
Laughing the entire time.
That's really funny.
Well, is there really anyone that's like 100% like white European anymore?
Probably the royal family, maybe.
I don't think that happens anymore.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it would be pretty... There may be some there may be some people in some of the European countries, possibly, but there was so much like... Either inbreeding or, hey, I'm going to take over your country and then...
Fuck all your slaves.
Right, right. That's why I've always said when people say, you know, what is your nationality? Growing up, we really don't know. I just said I was an American mutt. Or...
That should be a good song title.
Or a German hillbilly.
I think German hillbilly should be the name of your new rock band.
German hillbilly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my last name is very German, though more of a German first name, though it can be a Dutch last name. My mom's side of the family, they literally consider themselves hillbillies from the hills of Alabama.
There's no hills there, right?
That's just what they call.
Those would be called rednecks.
Pretty much. But seriously though, even with my, as far back as lineage as my uncle has done on one side of the family, that it's all the way back to like the second group of ships of white people that brought like all the laws and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like, my family definitely has been here since the beginning of the white person. And I, knowing my family.
The beginning of the white person.
In America.
Your family brought over diseases is what your family
and
did.
And knowing my current family, I guarantee someone fucked a Native American. Someone had sex with a slave. I guarantee you that our family is a little mix of everything.
That would be interesting to get that done, but I'm sure it costs a lot of money.
One time I read, one thing I read said it's like, I think it was like $1,000.
It ain't worth all that.
For to do the
DNA. I don't know. We can look
there's
it up.
There's a website called 23andMe where they do it for like $100. Where they give it's I guess it doesn't do the background thing like that, but it does a genome.
It's the genetic testing for health, disease, and ancestry.
23andMe.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, so it does the ancestry stuff.
It's only $99 too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you find out what percentage your dog is or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of dogs,
it's $99.
They're so cute. Mine are.
Are they?
Yeah. Auntie Vera Charles loves them.
Do you have special winter outfits for them since it's getting cold as fuck in Chicago?
It is. All right. So this is the thing. Ivy likes the cold and likes the snow. Ezel, not so much. We take her outside. She starts to shiver.
Well.
So we need to get her a coat.
Yeah. Your dogs are like skinny as hell though.
But we're trying to find them like snow boots, like, or just boots to put on so like the salt doesn't like hurt their pads and stuff.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. those little looking like water balloon booty looking things.
Well, we're trying to stay away from those because we want to find something we can reuse. Like mm-hmm. you can reuse those, but eventually they break because of their claws. Getting a boot on a dog is not easy.
No.
I'm like, we're going to spend an hour trying to get them out and they're going to piss in the house before we even get them out the front door.
Too funny.
And like Ivy, we got one on Ivy, but she was so like, thought it was weird. She was walking on three of her legs and she kept this one out like this. Like she wouldn't walk on it because it was like it was broken or something.
Ivy did?
Yeah. It's really weird.
Maybe
she wouldn't walk on
it. Maybe she has like leg envy from Ezel. I want to walk on three legs.
But both my dogs have four legs.
Oh, for some reason, why did I?
She's deaf.
I said there's so many other things wrong with it. For some reason, I thought she also had a missing leg.
No, still, she's just deaf.
Still, apparently, she's feeling left out that she's not special enough.
Right. Even though she was the first one. And
right. No.
Whenever we go outside, well, I think it's because everybody thinks Ezel's mean because we have the vibration collar on her. So no one approaches her, but they always go to Ivy and like, oh, you're so cute. You're the favorite. And I was like, you better be glad Ezel can't hear this shit.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm just working on getting boots for them. And actually, we had Tony had to use like the shocker on her, like the E-stem or whatever. Because Ezel saw a bag floating in the wind and it kept going over. And she must have thought it was an animal or something. She pulled so hard, she broke the leash, like the plastic or the nylon leash that we had on her. So he had to like crank up the voltage on the remote and shock the shit out of her to get to stop because she could run away. You know?
Holy shit.
He said it was like instant falling to the ground. He said he turned it up, pressed it, and she was like,
oh.
And then she turned around, she was like, and he was like, come here. And she came right to him. But I was like, oh, that's sad. Because, I mean, she like instantly got electrocuted.
Have you tried it yet?
Yeah, I've put it on me, and I've put it up to like 35. And it's fine. I could probably go higher. And it's never on her in more than like 20 because she doesn't need that much.
Did you put it on your balls?
No. I don't think it's the... No.
That's not something that you want to...
Well, it feels like someone's pulling your hair. It's kind of what it feels like. I don't think I'd want that.
You don't think you'd want that?
No. And if I wanted that, I would just have someone pull the hair off my balls.
I was going to say, how do you know if you don't try?
Well, I'll bring it over to you. We'll get some alcohol cotton swabs up on it so we clean it off real good. And you can try it out and you can let us know how it was.
I can use it as a cock ring and...
Yeah, go have fun with that. I've seen those videos on XTube. Have you seen it? It looks like their penises are going to burst open.
No, that's disgusting. It's really the weird. Image I have would be kind of like cooking a hot dog in a microwave.
It kind of looks like that. It's really weird. I mean, it's not that I go out and search for it, but I just saw it one time. I was like, what is that on that guy's penis?
Ugh.
And then I was like, oh shit, he's like electrocuting the shit out of himself.
You know what I remember from IML is when we were walking through and one of the guys, they had that and they had like the electric shock ones that they do. Oh,
like the wand thing?
Yeah, and all you hear is...
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, levels.
I don't know how that's sexual. That's weird because...
I mean, it's...
It doesn't feel good.
People get pleasure from many different things.
I guess so. Whatever. So what do we have to talk about? We have a lot to cover.
Well, we've already talked about racism.
Yes.
So we're done.
So we need to talk about poop.
Poop. Do we have any poop stories? No, it seems like everyone is happiest pooped when out. We talk about poop.
Right.
We get the most compliments. I'm sure some of the 4,000 voicemails we have, there's some in there about poop. I
and
am
by
sure.
4,000, you mean
five.
And also our 206 number, because it stopped working and no one ever called it, has been disconnected.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Is that the
thanks,
Google Voice?
Lala for letting me know. No, the Google Voice is still working because it's connected to the email. But that's the 863 number. But the 206-984-3685,
the one that we actually always...
for 7 years.
The one that we always give people?
Yeah. And the one that was on the website and I changed it. No longer works.
Oh. It's funny how that happens.
Womp womp.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that Bradley's birthday was 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
I forgot your gift, but I'll give it to you later. Oh, sorry.
Dun, dun, dun.
Whatever.
I surprised him.
You've been celebrating for like 3 weeks now.
Four. Thank you.
Oh.
Days, maybe.
No.
I surprised him with a visit from his best friend from California, who just moved back to California from teaching English in Korea for the past 3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which she moved back for? She didn't like it there anymore? Or was her contract up or something?
Her contract's up. She just, she has a nephew now. Mm-hmm. And she just kind of wanted to be closer to home and with family. So
she should have shipped him over there and had him work in a factory while she was teaching.
Yeah. She may go back.
Or maybe you would have got your phone faster.
That's China.
That's Korea, not China.
Whatever.
But, though it did make a stop in Korea.
She,
my
iPad's
on the way.
You know, she may go back sometime.
Yeah.
They're basically just like little contracts that you could even do and you get stipends and whatnot. She had both wonderful stories and horror stories when talking to her about it.
I would have issues trying to find food.
To be honest, she didn't. Like, I mean, she was good with a lot of things, but she didn't have a big issue with finding food. She was in, for the first year, a smaller village town.
Oh my God. Well, first you said village, so no.
But then the second and third year, she was in Mokpo, which is quite large. It's a very large city. But they have like American fast food type places there.
I don't trust it.
We met some of two of our friends that live in Chicago now that also were there at the same time, and they may be coming to Brad's Drag Show this weekend.
They're bringing 12 people.
We'll see if they all show up.
He said the number could go up to 15. He's really excited. I think they're going to come.
Wait, who is this?
That's one of Marie's friends.
That lives here now?
Yes, but her and her husband, him and his wife used to teach over there as well.
Oh, okay.
But since she was in town, they got to see each other, but we were all there. And they were really cool. He talked about how the one thing that he would request from home to be sent over was turkey pepperoni.
Yeah.
Because they don't have such things like that. And that will make it through
Why
customs.
Turkey? Pepperoni one?
Beef?
Well, first of all, he likes...
Turkey products?
He likes turkey. But they have problems importing beef and pork.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he said that the customs people, they actually go through it. So you always need to send like double because they'll usually take some of your stuff when they check it.
See, that's so fucking rude.
So you just basically learned
you can't have shit.
That if you're gonna send like turkey pepperoni, you have to send two packages so that they'll take one and then you'll get one when you get your package.
Yeah.
Sounds like the United States Postal Service. That's what they're going into.
Chicago.
Yeah. Uptown.
Did you see that interesting article where the post office has a contract with Amazon to deliver packages on Sunday?
Yes. But it's only like in Los Angeles and New York City or something.
Yeah, but I find that fascinating I mean, that's what that's how they need to make money, is they should privatize certain things like that.
Right, like UPS and FedEx. Well, I mean, they pretty much do the same thing. True. They just never were a government agency.
True, true.
But I hate the post office. I really need to find an alternative to them because, well, every time Tony goes to the post office, he calls me at work and he starts cursing. And then I'm like, my phone's
recorded. So why are you going to the post office to begin with?
Like, to mail stuff. Like, he has to mail stuff to his brother in Belgium, like his mail and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he has to go there and mail it.
Why can't he just, like, FedEx it?
Well, he's probably, like, trying to save money.
Oh, so you do have other options. He's just cheap.
Right. Well, and I don't think there's a FedEx close to us. Not that I know of.
They can come pick it up at your house.
They charge you for that.
No, they don't. I'm almost positive. Pretty sure they don't.
Nothing's free.
It would be more expensive to do through FedEx anyway.
Well, FedEx comes to our building anyway, like to drop off packages, so they could just give it to them.
Yeah, because you can just print. Because I used to do that. I used to print my own at home, put it in.
Let me tell you why I hate the post office.
Yeah, please do.
Oh. I was trying to send something.
Though I will say the post office that we have to go to, like our post office, uh-huh. I think we're still the same one as you, one on Broadway.
The Uptown fucking station?
Does suck.
Yeah. It's like straight up like lazy ass people in there that feel like they should not work and get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
So did you know that the United States Postal Service considers a bubble wrap envelope a package and they will not let you send it as an envelope? You have to send it as a package.
I'm not surprised, but they don't make envelope size bubble ones, do they?
No, like the 11 by whatever, mm-hmm. 12 or 11 by what, 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a regular orange envelope that you would like stick shit in, except it has a bubble on the inside.
It's probably because the letters they actually send through machines and they can't automate something mm-hmm. that had the bubble wrap, because if you're bubble wrapping it, that probably means that it's fragile and their machines could probably
destroy it.
Now, I told them this is a copy of the free red eye that I'm sending to Mark and Ed.
Then why did you put it in a bubble wrap envelope?
Because I went to like CVS and that's all they had that day. So I just bought the envelope and I went to go do it.
I think that's why. It's because it's considered a package.
It's so stupid.
It's not an envelope.
Yeah. They were going to charge me like $8.50 to send a free copy of a newspaper.
No, I have a question.
I don't know why they're going out of business.
Would it be technically 50 cents or cent?
50 cents. It's more.
A cent
than one.
Is one.
Okay. Because you said 50 cent, like the rapper. I was just wondering. I've heard other people say it too.
Fitty.
Yeah. Hello.
Sorry.
Get it right.
I'm racist. I will only say white things.
No, it's like the difference between dollars and dollars. It's not $5.
Yeah. I understand. I've heard so
or
many
unless people, you're saying $5 menu
or $5
the
bill,
reason I ask is because I've heard a lot of people say multiple pennies worth of cent.
That's because people are stupid.
And if you have multiple
and I just wanted to
bills,
confirm
that's bills with a Z.
Oh, wait, is it? No, that's yes. That's only when you have Benjamins.
No, I was going to say that's only when you get to the 50s and 100s.
What about Benjis? Can we just call them that?
I don't know if I've ever had enough in my hand to call them Benjis.
I'm not that close.
That would mean that you have like a personal relationship with them. Do you know to shorten? Like,
what's up, Benj?
Can I call you Benji? And his answer to me would be, no, sir, because we do not have that kind of relationship.
Right.
I generally do not caress them in my hand.
It's rare that I have cash, really. I mean, the most cash I have in my hand is probably a $20 bill. That's the highest, bill that I ever carry.
I don't seem to ever have money, period, anymore.
I hear you, sister. I hear you. That's why I've been working my ass off the past 2 weeks.
I wish I was hourly.
It is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. But then when you go back to your regular paycheck, it kind of sucks.
True.
I shouldn't complain. I get paid well to do what I do. So
yeah, so do I. It just sucks. But at the same time, the salary does have its benefits.
Like more days off.
Not necessarily.
What's the benefit?
The company, there can just be other fringe benefits. For one, like making time up can be different. Like, I don't have to take a certain time off. A lot of companies have rules, too, of like, you know, if you work 4 days, you know, or if you work 4 hours or 5 hours and you need to leave, you don't take the PTO for the remaining hours.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly because generally most people that are salary always end up working more than 48 hours or 40 hours a week on average.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll kind of.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for more than 37 and a half hours.
Oh, this is also why you'll never be salary. Because as soon as you are, you'll be working more from time to time.
What was I going to say? Do you have the kind of job where you could, like, if you were up like 2 o'clock in the morning, you couldn't sleep, you could work, and then like those are your hours?
No.
Oh, that would be the best job ever for me.
No, I think that in certain ways my job could have been that way, but getting moved back more to my old department, and this new job, it's totally not that. I have a call at 8 o'clock every morning. It used to be 7:30, but now it's 8 o'clock every morning. I have to be prepared for the call to lead at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So you get up at like 7:25.
Depends. I try to get up now to shower before, so that because it starts the morning off better, and as well, sometimes I don't have then time to shower until 5. So I try to get up at like 7 to take a shower, to then get my cup of coffee and run to my computer.
To get your cup of coffee, run to your computer, and then run to the bathroom before you have your call at 8, because we know the coffee works on you, right?
Well, I don't need the coffee for that, but right. Yes.
Coffee fucking true. Works on me. So I've actually had to stop drinking coffee, even though I drank it an hour before I left. It still like hit me like on the way there or right when I got
it
there.
It happens to me too, because I get I get coffee at Howard.
Yeah.
And then I go to Linden and catch a bus, which is like another hour and 10 minutes away. And like by the time I'm walking to work, I'm like, oh, I should have had that coffee.
No, that's the only nice thing is that, yeah, my...
But the best part about that is I'm the first one to be able to blow up the bathroom and not have to be in there, and no one else is there. That's
so,
the best part.
So, not even going to lie, you frequently have your dear sir taking a poop in the Nike shoes or whatever posts. You frequently have that a lot. Do you run into a lot of people in your bathroom that have interesting bathroom etiquette?
Well, it's just they're all straight men and they don't care that they have, like, you know...
But it happens, because when I worked in my old office... It didn't happen as much when in Indiana, because there really were like 5 guys in the entire fucking company.
Mm-hmm.
But then we were the poo floor before they did the security different on our floors, that the architecture firm that was like 2 stories below, their guys would come to our floor to poop because they weren't really used that often besides like me. And so then they would sit there and some of these guys would literally be like in there for an hour.
Blowing it out.
Yes. But I'll tell you, every time if I'm in a restroom and I hear some motherfucker talking on their cell phone, I will flush. I will grunt. I will push. I will make sure that.
I'll be so nasty.
You will give yourself a hemorrhoid.
I will make sure that the person on the other line of that phone can hear that this motherfucker called you while taking a dump.
Which means he hates you.
Yeah.
No, it's just like some guys sound like they're like having Lamaze classes while they're shitting. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You can't hold your breath for like 5 seconds to let that plop through.
My favorite, though, is we had what I call the phantom pooer. And this was when there was construction going on one of the floors and they would tend to go to the bathroom in our bathroom. But I was always amazed because it would be like, you know, like the picture perfect turd, you know, like it had like, you know, the fantastic shape, maybe even like a curly Q, like, a, you know, like it was produced at DQ.
Right.
But not a toilet paper in the bowl. It would literally just be like this gigantic turd. And it's not the kind of thing that, you know, didn't make it down because, you know, then it would be all, you know, it would have like, battle wounds at right. that point. This was like perfectly preserved, just sitting in there. It's almost like he was so proud of it. He goes, I'm not going to wipe.
Oh.
And then maybe moved to the next one to wipe.
And wiped.
And left that one there. Oh. But I'd always be like, first of all, it's disgusting that you don't flush. I go, but.
Wait, you didn't work in a building that has like self-flushing toilets?
There are a lot. Most buildings don't have self-flushing urinal or stalls.
Ours are self-flushing. And they also have a sign up that says, please make sure everything's flushed. I'm like, who doesn't check that when they leave?
Oh, I sure as hell do, especially if it's a one-seater, because I will not have you. I will be in there in an hour Like if our bathroom was a public restroom and how slowly it refills, because if it doesn't get down on the first one, you're like, God damn it, I gotta stand in here and just stare at the wall until it gets done filling to get the rest of it down. Because you don't, when you know there's a line, you don't want that person to come and be and like, you know, the eye contact and they're like, hey, great. But you're going, oh shit, now they're gonna know my face. They're gonna know that that was me that made that mess. Or I hate the bathrooms that are really disgusting and you think that other people think the smell's you and it was like that when you got in there.
This is what I hate. There's, you know, people, multiple people can go in the bathroom. You walk into the bathroom to use the urinal and someone walks right out of the toilet. Like they just like left the biggest fucking stink bomb. They go to wash their hands, leave the bathroom. And then somebody walks in as you're walking up to the sink and they're like, because they think it was you that did it. Fucking hate that. I know people do that shit on purpose.
My stepfather to this day cannot help but laugh if he's peeing next to anyone and they fart while they're peeing.
That's ridiculous. I don't like that.
Because he will actually laugh out loud. He gets the... Because I've been in the bathroom.
He pees on himself.
I've been in the bathroom where someone does it and he goes... And then it gets awkward. And then he finishes and then it happens again. And he's just like... And then he'll just run out of the bathroom because he finds it so goddamn funny.
Well... I don't think people should do that at the urinal. I'm sorry.
Side note,
really quick. When someone's next to you, no.
Side note, really quick. I'm sitting here because it's just mindless clicking. I'm going through Amanda. I'm on Mandolin's page and I'm inviting people to like it. And I've had like five pop-ups like, oh, they liked it. They liked it. One of Waylon's friends, Alexi, he just liked five or six different things on my page. Like, bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, oh, check that out.
It was actually three.
Was it just three?
Because I get the notifications as well.
For Amanda,
it was just three.
Yeah.
Why? The other two were Jamie. What do you mean?
Because it's a page, and so I'm a...
An administrator.
I'm an admin.
He helps post pictures up there a lot.
You're Amanda Lynn's manager.
Pretty much.
don't say that too loud. You'll get the stink eye. I prefer producer.
Oh. I just thought it was funny. So, and if you want to like Amanda Lynn's Facebook page, it's facebook.com/AmandaLynnFans. But we were talking about poop.
Fans.
Because Amanda Lynn was taken. the poop thing, yeah. I'm so self-conscious about the poop setting sometimes that I'm like, I hate making the noise. I hate the when it comes out. Or, you know, just something. And then it's
courtesy flush, people. Courtesy flush. If you know you're about to explode it, you better
fucking unload it.
Do you know what I hate about courtesy flushes, though? Is that when the water splashes up in your ass and you don't know if that was water
or a piece of poo
or something else
or a liquid poo.
You know, Adam and I used to work together, right?
Yes.
And one time I was in the bathroom. I had like searched this bathroom so no one was in it. And Adam comes in there and he went, I don't know, he was doing something like in the mirror. And the only reason I knew it was him because he went like that, I knew it was him. And so I was like, fuck, God damn it. Now I can't use the bathroom because it's even worse when somebody you know was in the bathroom.
Or when you're really close to them, like, and you're like, oh, I'm going to make it nasty.
And I'm like, oh no. And I told him, I was like, please don't ever do that again. He was like, I knew that was you in there. Like, you asshole.
Love it.
So, what else we got going? You want to listen to some phone calls? We got some phone calls.
Oh, we got
like five of them.
Yeah.
Plenty. Or 4,000.
Well, he gets that up. This weekend, Amanda Lynn does perform.
The voicemail, too.
Okay. Waka waka. No, do you get the joke? Yeah.
No, it was
Amanda Lynn performs this weekend.
I've had it primed up.
Okay, go with. Go.
No,
what are you performing?
The best of show. So it's the best of.
November is always at the call, the best of show, where they will redo the whole show instead of being a theme like it always is. Mm-hmm. The theme is the best of 2013. So they'll redo songs that everyone has done since January at this show.
Are you going to do Adele?
Probably not.
Not on the list.
Wait, do you get to choose which one you want to do?
Somewhat, somewhat not.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Because this will be out before, you know.
Will this be out before?
Does it really matter? It'll be like Friday. No one who listens to the show will be there.
You never know.
It's a best of show. Why would it be a surprise?
Yeah, they've already seen it.
No, they haven't. You haven't seen all of them. We're doing an intro, the Cell Block Tango, from Chicago. I am doing,
which he's replacing someone who did it before, who's no longer here.
As in she moved away,
not died.
The way he looked and like had that, that's interesting. I'm doing a duet with Vivian, my drag sister. It's Raining Men, which is awesome.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah. When I look like Blair from The Facts of Life. Somebody told me that. And then I'm doing the outro. Oh, I'm doing Boys at Bottom again. Mm-hmm. That one with the trio.
You and him should do like Whitney and Mariah song. Because you could totally do it. You could be Mariah.
She could be Whitney. Was it Whitney and Mariah that did the...
When You Believe.
Yeah.
It's Prince of Egypt.
That Pocahontas.
Did you guys see the trailer for
Maleficent?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That looks good.
Yeah, it's almost more like a sneak peek than a trailer, but it was still,
I bet she's gonna be awesome.
Fascinating. She's beautiful and looks like it.
Yes.
Whose stomach was that?
That was my throat. So the other one, we're doing the outro that we did for the, which you didn't see, Salute to the Silver Screen, where we did.
I was there. Oh, no, I left early.
Yes, you did.
Because
my feet hurt.
Yeah. Well, I was standing up for like 3 hours.
I was too.
Because your show is supposed to start at 10 and it started at 10:40.
Yes. Cause that show did start.
That show was late.
You weren't the only person bitchy because his coworkers were like, I thought the show started.
That wasn't that show.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Well, you're late. Another show. Too. I'm telling you, it's never at 10. Except for the last one, I think it was at 10.
Yeah, we tried at the latest get 10:15. We had issues with, I believe, CDs and stuff that night for the silver screen. So
I had issues with my feet.
It's a voicemail. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my pooflingers. Send us a note by wire. Make our inbox on fire. If you refuse us, baby, you'll lose us. Then we will leave. You'll see your baby telephone and validate Ricky. Hello, hello, hello there.
Now I have to go to the inbox and pull it up.
I think this is a really old one.
From October 19th. Sorry. It's going to be one of those like automated messages. It's 4 seconds long.
Oh.
Nobody's there. All right. So that's deleted. There's another one from October 19th. Hello.
Good afternoon, my monkeys. I have a confession to make. Seeing that I'm not Catholic, I call you guys to make my confession. And the confession goes as follows. As Mr. Whalen was explaining his muscular legs in show 518, they may or may not have had a weak spot at the end. Does that constitute Hail Marys? Let me know. Ciao.
Wet spot.
If he likes that wet. So it said, this is one of those Google Voice. Good afternoon, my monkeys. I have a confession tonight. Singer man past week. I'd call you guys to make my concern if demonstrations. I was just calling to sell him customs delay in 16 trillion. He's muscular legs in 7518. They may or may not have had an it's box at the end. Does that constitute hilarious? You know, tell.
I think that's from our favorite German African American. No, South African. Which, not African American, African. Sorry.
I didn't mean to offend you if I did or whatever. Not yet.
Oh. Next, please. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Fire Monkeys. This is DeAndre from Detroit.
DeAndre.
Did you guys know he had a boyfriend?
Yeah, I follow him on Facebook.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Did you see his fantastic Halloween picture?
Yes.
God, that was amazing.
Girl.
I showed it to you at the show, and you're like, spot what? On.
That's right. It's like, girl.
For those of you who don't know, he played Lafayette from True Blood, and it was pinpoint on accurate.
Hey, Fire Monkeys. This is DeAndre from Detroit. Just finished listening to your latest episode, and it was a great episode. That did great. But I noticed that Waylon Bradley was speaking about or talking about Christmas and decorating, and I know that Waylon made mention of that him and his partner, you know, they purchase ornaments for each other every year. And, you know, they make it a special thing and, you know, decorating and everything. So I thought of an idea, and it's kind of what my partner and I are doing. This is our first Christmas. We are, this is a place called Bronner's Christmas Wonderland in Frankenmuth, Michigan. And oh, I don't know if you guys have something like that out there, but they have this, I guess, this section where you can actually make your own ornaments. And you can do it together, and then I guess every year you have a special ornament that's one of a kind that you two made, and you two made together, and you can add it to your tree. So I figured there was an idea, because me and my partner and I are doing it, and it just makes Christmas that more special. So there's an idea out there. I don't know if you guys can do that or not. So other than that, you guys take care, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
That's first, cute. Your tradition makes me want to vomit.
Ugh.
No one makes Christmas ornaments at a store. You make them at home.
But no,
with popcorn and a string.
First of all, Frankenmuth, Michigan, it's like the Christmas capital of the world. Like, I have family members who...
What's it called? Frankenmuth?
Frankenmuth, I think. Hmm. Frankenmuth. Oh. I have family members who make pilgrimages once a year to there to go to the Christmas shops.
You went there?
I've been there before, yeah. Oh. It's like Christmas fucking year-round with these, like... special expensive hand-blown ornaments and whatnot. I'm sure there's a place here where we could create our own, but we like to buy unique ornaments that we make us think about the other person.
Yeah.
Except though,
like dildos.
Yes. What I forget what they were
shock
last year.
Collars.
But
latex gloves.
I did see an article.
Fisting material.
An article last year that I really thought was wonderful, which was this gay couple had been together forever and a day, but they'd always had a real Christmas tree, and I think it was a gay couple, and what they did is that every year when they took the Christmas tree down, they would cut a slice off of the bottom and they would burn their initials, I think, in like the year in it, and so they're and made an ornament out of it. And so then every year they had a Christmas ornament made from the tree from that previous year.
That is beautiful. I like that idea. That's really cute.
We just don't have... I haven't had a real Christmas tree in I don't know how long.
Well, it kills the trees, and it's really not good.
Well, true. But again, I have a Christmas tree farm. At least they're farming them, which means that they're planting new ones.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how long it takes the average Christmas tree to grow to, like, where the point you can chop it down and use it.
I don't know.
Well, I bet it has to be,
For in a Chicago apartment size, I'm sure not very long.
We can use the Charlie Brown tree.
That's right. But that's the thing too, though, is the one thing that I would never have one here is, first of all, I'm not taking a live Christmas tree up 3 flights of stairs.
Oh my God.
Not only that, but the horror of taking a live Christmas tree out of your house after Christmas when all of the needles fall off. I would not only have to clean my own apartment, I'd have to clean the staircase on everyone for everyone's floor.
At least you could do it in the back. You could just sweep it off though.
That's
like,
true.
Like up front. You have to vacuum that shit.
It's about 6 to 10 years.
Oh, so I'm a good guesser. I said 8.
You've got a good average.
There you go.
What kind of Christmas tree do you prefer? Like, they're different pines.
Oh, like what kind? Like, if I got alive?
Yeah, like a fir or...
I'm not sure growing up if we really had much of a choice. It was just kind of like a Christmas tree. though I had a friend in Indianapolis, and his Christmas house decorations were both the gaudiest and the most amazing I ever saw in my life. They were an older couple and had like total like mid-century decorations and whatnot, but not because they thought it was cool, but really because they bought all that stuff somewhere between the 50s and the 70s and still had it. So his living room was all white. The furniture was white. The carpet was white. Everything was white. So he actually did the flocked Christmas trees, which are the Christmas trees that you buy and then you pay someone to put this like white fake snow over it.
Right.
And so they then they're completely white. And then he decorates them only with like, I think it was white or red lights and like red and like red ornaments. So it was basically like a red and white
That's
tree.
Too much. That's a lot of white and a lot of dirt you can see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You basically took off every article clothing before walking through that part of the house.
The worst.
Yeah.
No sitting on the couch naked.
That would be too stressful for me. Like, everything white would be way too stressful.
Yeah.
What was that? Oh. Hawaii and Illinois.
Yay!
Gay marriage.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about this since we hadn't recorded.
Congrats to Kyle in Hawaii because he's
good
been
job.
He can get married to all of us now.
And he was really fighting for that down there, leading a lot of
the phone calls,
the phone calls and stuff. But yeah, we can make our end of April wedding official in Illinois
in June,
like a month later,
basically.
It's gonna be awesome.
So
we'll be the first in line.
No, people will be in line.
They'll be in line like. Let's see, it's June 1st, is that the day?
I need to see.
The first people in line will be like May 15th. Or no, you could probably file for a license a month before, right?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have to look to see when you can file the appointment or a license or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he's saying you're going to be first in line.
Yeah, looks like you or someone needs to get their online preacher license like me so that we don't have to wait for the judge or for the official there to do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's plenty of people here.
Or
we could try to go
that day, you know, when everyone and their mother goes and they do like one mass.
That would be cool, like down in the park or something.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
What if they have like a mass wedding in the Pride Parade? That would be awesome.
First of all, that would be
super gay.
Horrendous. And really disorganized. Could you imagine? First of all, I wouldn't be part of the parade because how are you going to do that while walking?
You just
we're
get
walking
married.
And
we're
walking.
Getting married. Unless you had like, no, never mind. Anyway, we've had like 7 states this year.
It's crazy.
Is it seven? That's what I read online.
You saw that picture.
Was it 7? I thought it was 9.
You found this fun little.
That's right. It's 7.
You found this fun little picture of different colored people. Like holding hands, like red, yellow, blue, whatever.
They're like stick people.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And on them it had. Sorry. Way to make this a race thing.
They were rainbowed.
But they're called Hawaiians.
But each one. But each one had a date, and then somewhere on it, it had a year, mm-hmm. and somewhere I had the state that was legalized. And so when it got down to like 2013, it literally had like. Name to the states like all over it because of 7, but some had, you know, previous 3, 2, 1.
It's kind of weird to me. Like, I never thought ever, like, I've never thought about getting married, so I'm like, oh.
Do you know that Aldi's has a test kitchen and that it's in Batavia, Illinois?
Yeah,
I don't even know where Batavia is. Or
I think it's pronounced Batavia.
Batavia.
That's where oh my God, is it? What's his name?
Why do they have a test
Captain
kitchen?
Jack.
They don't cook anything there.
I think that's
there.
Where Captain Jack's from.
No, but I think they have their own brand, and they probably have people test to see if they want to carry it.
What is happening?
That's the heater.
Your heat is on?
Yeah.
Ours has been on, but...
It's set at 67.
All of our windows are open. Our air conditioner... Get me started.
Gotta love force.
Anyway, gay marriage.
No, it's exciting. It's very exciting. Of course, one, I love the cynical people on Facebook that are like, oh God, are we all overwhelmed by how many weddings we're going to get invited to now? It's like, well, of course it's going to happen if you have people that are, you know,
protesting gay marriages, but not yours.
I'm going to say.
Everyone else's.
That's because
I'm not going.
That's because they're not taking you to fabulous places.
It's that, and also, it's just like at work. Oh, you're having a baby? Give you a gift. Oh, you had a birthday? Give you a gift. Oh, you got married? Give you a gift. What the fuck do I get?
Well, one, you could throw yourself a birthday party.
You can be like a...
Two.
You can be like a... Not Charlotte. What's her face from Sex and the City? Carrie. And have your registry for that one pair of shoes that she got stolen at the bridal shower or the baby shower.
You could do one for your dogs.
I think my dogs, if I have a wedding, my dogs are going to be my flower girls.
See, in my work, we have some groups of people who are like a really hardcore. Like they'll send out like mass emails saying we're collecting for this person. We're going to buy one gift off the registry. Send me your money. And then they hound you. And I'm like, look,
that's not allowed where I work.
I've been on this team for a month. I don't know who the fuck she is.
Right.
I'm not going to give money for that.
They'll send out one email. And that's it. If you don't respond, they do not send anything else out because that's like forbidden. They're actually not even supposed to send the first email. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they don't play with that shit.
Yep. But you better believe closer to my wedding, I'm sending out that adoption registry to my key coworker saying, I expect that you send this out to everyone.
I expect you to buy me a baby.
Yes. That is what I expect.
So crazy. Ready for more?
Yes. Please continue. Thank you for calling DeAndre.
Hello, boys. It's Lala from Pawnee, and I'm calling in response to your last episode. First of all, I would like to say that you are referring to Mystery Science Theater 3000. One of the most...
I'm sorry, I fucked it up.
...fantastic movie slash show slash whatever the hell we're calling it, things ever, with Crow! Learn your stuff. Keep it together. This is why you need me. This is why you need me in Chicago, for these moments. And also, I would just like to say that Targetto, or whatever you called it, which includes Target being both gay and ghetto, reminded me of Sharknado. And I think we should make our own version of that, and if we just set a whole bunch of gays loose in a Target, and then every time a woman with sweatpants comes in, they just whip them aside. Target ghetto. Love it. Love everything about it. Okay. Anyway. Ricky, I can't wait to see you for Thanksgiving, and
it'll
be
nice. She's drunk.
She's really hyper, though, too.
That's true.
You would be referring to the Target or the Targetto.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that one, the one that we go to, there's a million gays in there already.
I think it should be called Targetto.
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 I love it.
I think if she heard that was totally by accident, because that was one of y'all trying to say Targetto.
Targetto. I like Targetto.
It is Targetto because it is very gay.
Mm-hmm. Very.
But it's in the ghetto.
It is. Very. Like, it's fabulous because on the outside of the train, like where the train is, it like has like a the from sparklies. Building to building sparkle. Like
it makes me smile every time I'm on the train. It's like, oh, hi. And then I remember.
It's like
you feel like you're in a disco and then you're like, fuck, there's a gun. Yeah.
there's a hypodermic needle sitting there.
Somebody posted a picture on CTA Fails of a big pile of shit at a train station.
What?
And then a week ago today, it was still there. And what? They took a picture of it. And no one cleaned it up.
It's like an everyday picture.
Oh, it was hilarious.
I'm looking at it.
I love CTA Fails. That is like the best Twitter account.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm always complaining.
People in Chicago are stupid. I just saw a picture or a story just a second ago.
We love a story.
A story. Actually, there's someone at my work with that last name who rode a Divvy bike down Lakeshore Drive.
I didn't read the article.
Not just down Lakeshore Drive, but the picture was taken over near where your work is.
Wait.
What? Why? They're not even allowed to do that. Like, no bikes are allowed on...
Technically, I guess the thing I read is that it may not be illegal. It's just stupid.
But what's stupid is there's a park that runs along Lakeshore that you could ride your bike on.
Yeah, it was probably someone not from Chicago. The funny thing is even where it was located, they had to have been on there for a while. Because I don't even know how you would get they were on the going north or south? North.
Okay.
And so if I think about going north down near Navy Pier, there's no real easy way to get onto Lakeshore.
Not from Navy Pier. There's a beach.
Unless
there.
The person went one of those weird exits, you know, that turns on to the middle of Navy Pier. But then you're like, if I was in that bike lane waiting on that light, looking at all that traffic, what would make me say, you know what? That's a great idea.
Let me go on a Lakeshore Drive. That's...
Fuck that.
Did they get hurt?
I don't think they got hurt. I think people just taking pictures being like, hey, dumbass.
Did you see the lady that had an alligator on the blue line?
Yeah, and left it at the airport, I think.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I saw that I saw
they're
someone
trying to find her
on the Chicagoist or something. They actually had pictures. We're trying to find this person so that they can be like arrested or whatnot.
Right. She had an alligator out on the blue line.
What the fuck?
That's like the time I went to Ann Arbor and I was on the Megabus and the guy next to me had like some kind of like reptile dragon shit. And he's like, do you want to see my reptile or whatever? And
I'm like, gecko.
I was like, what? A bearded dragon. That's what it was.
Yeah.
He's like, you want to see my bearded dragon? And I was like, what are you trying to say? You know,
you nasty.
And he's like, no, seriously, it's a bearded dragon. Look. And he pulled it out and I was like, I'm moving. It was weird. You meet interesting people.
Right.
You should have said, I'm sorry, I prefer my plate to be shaved.
I'm allergic.
I'm allergic to beard.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Lala. I'll see you like in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Week and a half.
We'll probably see you passing. Right. Like on the
interstate. No, she'll actually be here before you guys leave. She's coming the Saturday before.
Oh.
So she'll be able to come see the show, probably.
My show? What?
Yeah, your show.
Yeah, the 23rd. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So she'll be able to see you guys.
She'll like my dress.
Oh, yeah. He's a special.
I got a special 50th anniversary of Doctor Who dress that I'm wearing.
Oh, I saw that. You showed it to me.
Yeah. Mark, you're going to love it. Jeffrey, you're going to love it, too.
What?
All right, next phone call.
Hello, Foul Monkey. This is DeAndre from Detroit. I guess I'm really not ashamed to say Detroit because I'm willing to bet that I'm probably only DeAndre as a listener. So anyways, I just wanted to call in and wish Bradley a happy, 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 happy birthday and hope he enjoys it. And yeah, so now I'm going to get off. I am going to get off the phone. And I'm going to finish eating my Talenti and watching Will and Grace. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
I'm going to get off.
Get the off phone. The phone.
Thank you for calling. Brad had a sucky birthday, apparently.
It was shitty. It was
horrible.
Like you celebrated from like Thursday to yesterday, right?
I kind of posted it today on Facebook. But speaking of birthdays, so last night we went to Garcia's because it was our splurge for the next 2 weeks. Yeah. And we told them.
You're having Thanksgiving dinner. How is that going to be your splurge?
No, splurge as in we're
going out to,
eat.
Dinner.
Oh, okay.
He's
telling us she's in the middle lane.
Yeah, I was saying.
Oh, my God.
What?
Sorry.
I sent her I reposted one of the stories. And
is it on Facebook?
Him. Oh, yeah. My God.
So we know we go to Garcia's a lot and they knew that it was his birthday and we said that we were going to come to celebrate his birthday on Tuesday. So we came, we went. They were so nice. Our favorite bartender that's not the Black Knight and our favorite waitress and chip boy. They basically used their hard earned money for their single parenthood and went to the French bakery and bought him this gigantic cheesecake. For his birthday.
Where is the rest of it?
It's in the refrigerator.
Might have to have a bite.
We were told that we couldn't share.
Oh, what? So anyway, it was very nice. It was like, it was one of those moments where you're like, you can't believe that these people actually, they don't do that for everyone, of course.
It means you spend too much money there.
Pretty much. And we only go there, we were going there only once a month for a while, which was breaking their hearts.
I want to break the bartender's heart.
Vigente, the Dark Knight.
Yeah, I need to break him.
We were trying to tell him that he's going to start getting jealous of us because we've been going so often on this other night. And they're all like, that's our goal because they're taking pictures with us. I want pictures with my BFF, but they're my best friends. Don't show Vicente. Oh, no, we will.
That's yeah, it was funny. Great.
We did get a picture taken. It was awesome. But we look fake because of the flash and how distant the
back. Oh, it looks like you're not even in there.
Yeah. It's like, it's
that's weird.
The flash did some weird things to how the picture turned
out. I see your glasses are full and so is the picture.
Yeah. That was the second picture.
Did you? Oh, I was going to say, you guys, because you had tweeted that you're only going to try to do one picture, right? Or was that last week?
That was the last visit.
That was the last one. Oh. And we only did one.
We only did one.
That's totally
the
weird.
The second one was a birthday present.
One of the employees bought us the second picture.
Yeah.
And they bought Bradley three or two shots of tequila.
Two.
The first shot made me throw up in the bathroom. Yep. And the second one, I was like, nope.
Nope.
I'm the driver. I'm sorry. I really should not be on my computer while we're recording.
Yeah, because what are you doing?
Here's another headline for you. Dolphin masturbates with dead fish in rather horrifying video.
Wow.
I will have to watch this when we're done.
Look, just...
you guys, I ordered a new iPad mini.
What? You did?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? What are you going to use with? Is it travel? What are you going to do? Are you going to sell your old one? What are you doing?
I don't know because I already have one. No, actually, I'm selling this one to my coworker.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you already have an iPad mini.
Yeah. So I bought the new one because I wanted it. And I'm selling this one. So I'm only paying like $80 to upgrade.
Oh, there you go.
So like my coworkers, they're like, they like want to buy my shit all the time. So my first iPad, one of my coworkers bought it. This one, they're like, are you going to sell that when the new one comes out? I saw that the news article is coming out. Are you going to get it? And I'm like, yeah. Can I buy yours?
Are you actually giving a deal to them?
Yeah. Like, well, this one is...
No, I mean like a deal as in they're getting it by far cheaper from
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Because this is a 32 gigabyte one, and I think it's $399 or $499 or something. But I'm selling it to her for cheaper. And I'm excited to get the new one.
Wow.
That's cool. I like the case.
I know. What you have on it. I need one of those for
You can get that one for this. They have a
for book. For this?
Yeah.
Yep. So it looks like that I'm...
Book.
Really?
Look it up.
Mm-hmm. Book?
Yeah.
Yep.
Book. It's by 12 South.
We'll be
here. I love their products. Don't get their wallet for your phone because if your phone gets stolen... Everything else is going to get stolen with it, too.
Yeah, I thought about getting one of those, mainly because...
I will not.
Had one, and I like the fact that he just kind of whipped it out and had his everything there.
Since I had my phone stolen, I will never do that again.
Yeah.
Because if I would have had that, I had taken it out. If I would have had all my stuff in there, I would have been fucking screwed.
No, you can buy it at the Apple store, and it's $80.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, we have one more voicemail.
Okay.
It does look like a book.
It's really cool.
Is this the butt dial that you posted on Facebook?
We awesome. Want to thank DeAndre's, or excuse me, DeAndre's ass for calling us.
Thank you, DeAndre's ass. That was funny.
I texted him. I was like, you just butt dialed us. He goes, for real? What? Sorry.
Sorry. Just like
well, that was a text, but that's how I heard it. That's how I read it.
Here's my interpretation. I love it.
So what else we got? Oh, we have a live show next week.
Yeah, you better be there.
An important announcement. We're not going to say what it is right now, though.
You don't want to spoil your appetite.
You should be there. Which also should remind me that it's the third Wednesday, so that means the following Saturday is your show. So, right?
No.
No.
The third Saturday of the month is this Saturday.
Oh.
Because
wait, this is the third?
Look up the calendar.
This is the third Wednesday?
The first was a Friday. So the first Wednesday was after the first Saturday.
One, two. It says November 20th is the third Wednesday of the month.
Right. And what's the third Saturday of this month?
The 23rd.
No. Count it again.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Let's say his show.
It's so confusing.
His show is this
weekend.
We
should not use our live show to say what your show is going to be. Because we were doing that, and I was like, oh, well, I can remember it because it's always the same week as the live
Maybe
show.
Maybe you
and
could
it's
remember
not.
It.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, no, Elegant Fur.
It's too much math.
My show is next.
The following.
Though the day after our next recording, and we'll have to talk all about it again, it's Beaujolais Nouveau Day.
Wah, wah.
Oh yeah, the special wine.
Bougie yep. new.
The 1 year wine.
Yep, Thursday the 21st.
Young wine.
This year.
What day is it?
The 21st.
21st.
Hmm. Yep, yep, yep.
Alrighty.
Put it on your calendars.
Are we out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Alright. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
This is Waylon.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
Okay, we're testing this.
Testing, testing.
Testing, except I can no longer hear myself. Oh, there you go. Never mind.
Like, that's all you baby.
I said I thought that I had turned it up.
You sound weird. There's something wrong.
I sound weird to myself, too.
It's like not as loud or something.
Testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing.
I guess that's okay.
Okay.
Cool.